What's poppin', people? It's Dante here along the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia. Perfect place to start the day. This is my happy place. You can see the beautiful river, 30th Street Station, and some nice bridges, right? Rome never fell, apparently. The infrastructure is holding strong, right? Like the stone bridges, they'll last forever. I feel like these, they always need to be, you know, worked on and stuff, because they're actually working on the bridges closer towards the art museum where I'm walking towards right now. Graffiti removed. Don't take yourself so seriously. And yeah, I'm filming with the GoPro Mini 1080p, 30fps, exported to 720p for that crispy HD small file size quality. The GoPro video super view is the future of my media production empire. My goal is to create the next Comcast Corporation here in Philadelphia. We're gonna take over. No more Disney. We're gonna be coming up. bike ride today. It's pretty chilly. It's like 30 degrees. I think 32 Fahrenheit. Yeah, it's cold, so you know, bundle up. I've got the North Face E-Tip gloves, which are good because, I mean, it seems to work well with the Rico, which is important for me. Yeah, you really got to keep your hands warm in the winter. I feel like it's really important. And yeah, just bundle up. This is the GR3. I wear a wrist strap when I photograph. And yeah, I just sort of point and shoot. Got to set it up into snap focus before I start here. And yeah, I just set the photos settings, camera settings, whatevs, to small JPEG, high contrast, black and white, crank to the max. I typically shoot with the AV mode at snap focus 2 meters, f8, whatever, you know, minimum shutter speed 1/500th of a second. I just point and shoot. I mean, auto ISO, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, it's good enough for me. I kind of just like to embrace this freestyle sort of approach to my photography, and sort of just a snapshot, right? Just anything that catches your eye, for even just a one, if there's like a 1% chance something interests you, just press the shutter. It's my new heuristic, and I think it's a good one. Also, macro mode is awesome. When you're walking the streets, it's important to, like, I don't know, I think we get caught up with looking for these heroic sort of moments and things, but actually embracing the mundane is the name of the game when it comes to street photography and finding this sort of sense of bliss within life, you know, where everything and anything can become photographable. Look into the trash cans, you'll find a leaf wedged in between. And yeah, I think there's really no excuse not to make photographs in the day. Look at these spiky balls, these are cool. Also, when you photograph something, I think also you should touch it. Get some, treat the photographs almost like a way to remember life, right? Even with videos, media production, only make media that you wish to see manifest in the world, and only make things that you actually would watch back. I think a lot of the times we get caught up with making things for an audience, making things for other people, viewership, whatever. Actually, you know, it seems to be wise to approach media production in a way where, you know, I actually want to watch the videos I create, because I think that a lot of media these days, like Netflix, YouTube, podcasts, blah blah, Instagrams, all this kind of stuff is nonsense, and a lot of it's just junk, and it's like, I don't want to consume it. It's kind of just like McDonald's food. So in order to satisfy my sort of media intake, I actually think that consuming my own media has been the best solution. So like at the end of my day, I can replay my thoughts, my memory through viewing the point of view of whatever I've been up to, whether I was cooking some meal, exercising, etc. Good morning. And yeah, it looks like we got some disaster here. This is the aftermath of the flood. I feel like if it just rains, like even just a little bit, it will completely flood the riverside. It's crazy. Yeah, I think it's good to walk in nature, connect with nature, just go on a hike each day. I mean, the beauty of being in Philadelphia is we have these amazing parklands. We have so many places to explore, like the Schuylkill River, Penn's Landing, Rittenhouse Square, Washington Square, Logan Square, blah, blah, so many, right? And it's like, we have Woodlands as well. The Wissahickon, right? The boathouses, the art museum I'm walking to currently, and I think to sort of barbell between the city life and nature is a nice thing. Ooh, super dark and eerie. I like when I keep the Ricoh in highlight weighted metering mode. So if you're shooting this way with the Ricoh, I actually think highlight weighted metering is great. And playing with the exposure compensation, or even I find like one of the ways to work the exposure without having to even do anything is if you look at something, like if I look down at this area and half press and hold it in and look up, the exposure will lock in. I don't know how to really explain this kind of technical shit, but it's it's an easy approach, I think. Just put in highlight weighted metering, just point and shoot. This is beautiful, man. This beam of light, right? We are on an ultralight beam. This is the ultralight beam. Maybe I should do a vertical of this. One of these days I photographed this and you can get insane reflective light that just bounces back, and it's like I kind of what did I call this? The beacon of truth. And new year, new you, 2024. It's officially January 2nd, 2024. What is we to do about this? I say subtract the superfluous, right? Everything is via negativa. Just remove more things from your life. One of the interesting things I've embarked on this past 2023 was no fap 2023. Go into 2024 with this sort of crazy monk minimalist warrior mode. No porn, no fap, just do it. It's really easy actually, and I think that's first and foremost for us young men. Just stop turning to your monkey tendencies, and honestly perhaps just treat sex as a way to reproduce. It seems wise. Honestly, it's like what's the point of all this? It's just kind of superfluous in my opinion, and not good probably. No weed, no alcohol, enough of this like high school sort of shenanigans. If someone asks you, oh, you want a drink or whatever, and it's like your boss or someone at work, it's like, no, I'm Muslim. No, it's against my religion, right? Like just troll them, just like don't do it. I think if anything, just drink water and coffee, right? Black coffee. I like drinking espresso in the morning. I find that this is the only drug worth consuming, right? If you want to consider coffee this way. And yeah, I think honestly there's nothing morally or ethically wrong with these things or substances, whatever. It's just bad for our health in the long term, and distracting, lowers your testosterone, all this kind of bullshit. And I think to remove it is probably wise, right? Just don't do it. In order to create more artwork, we must create, I believe, from this sort of blank slate, clean slate, right? You don't want to be the drunkard artist, the Jackson Pollock, the Basquiat, whatevs. Yeah, let's focus on physiology first. That means more walking, more sunlight, more red meat, and deeper sleep. I like to get the sunrise every day, just set my circadian rhythm, walk a lot, and I've been going to bed super, super, super early, like 7:30, 8 p.m. Waking up naturally around like 4 or 5, whatever. It's pretty awesome. I mean, I don't set an alarm clock. I don't think anyone should set alarm clocks, right? Don't be a slave to time. Another thought about time, right? Time is an illusion. And when you photograph, it's almost as if you exist outside the passage of time, where the past, it's merely just it's just like a wisp in time. It's just like a mere blink of an eye life. And it's like, the only thing that's tangible that we can hold on to in terms of the past are, you know, books, maybe movies, photographs, media, things that we create. You know, think of the Bible, right? Like, there's something about, you know, the Old Testament. You know, reading history is interesting, I think. I've been using ChatGPT a lot to study the words that I read, right? Just study the etymology of words, ChatGPT it, no more Google. Delete Google Chrome. Google Chrome is no bueno. We should go with Safari. Just use what's native on the phone. And then another thing I'm doing is just deleting a new app each day. It's like, what is this app? I don't use this. Delete it. Keep your phone and do not disturb, right? The only thing that's good about a phone is ChatGPT, blogging, and FaceTime, right? You know, if you gotta call someone, I think FaceTiming is probably better. Yeah, it's more real. You know, what is real? I think with all this artificial intelligence stuff going forward, it's gonna be harder and harder to determine what's real. I think that it's becoming really interesting to visualize things using DALL-E and making pictures with the art. And sort of creative concepts you can find through your imagination and just sort of put it there right on the screen. It's kind of mind-blowing. Like, anything that you can visualize with ChatGPT is fair game, I think, going forward. You know, I don't know. I think we should replace things like advertising, photography with these sort of new tools, because you can do a lot more with them. And I mean, ultimately, it seems like the goal of humanity is to evolve. I feel as though, you know, in order to evolve, I mean, we can either return to the forest, right? Like, look where I am. We can either return to nature and go back to living in log cabins and having wood-burned stoves and sort of just farm and whatever. Or we can merge with the machine, embrace the technology, and barbell them both, and try to go beyond and transcend our traditional modes of living. I think that you can really augment yourself through the use of these tools, and I believe treating them as such is a wise approach. Yeah, it's like we can do anything and everything, and I think that's a good thought. Yeah, so I think ultimately the goal of humanity is to evolve, probably to reproduce, to sort of create more humans, more beautiful people. And then what's our goal? To become stronger, right? The duty of man seems to become to become stronger each day, more muscle mass, and lose more body fat. That is the goal. How to do this? This is the life hack, right? The life hack that I found this past 1 year, 2023. I've only eaten one meal a day, every single day, 100% red meat. I started off with 2 pounds of meat every day, and I would do a 24-hour fast waiting till the sun sets each day. Man, have I never been so happy, joyous, whatever. I think there's something about this thing where the higher your testosterone, the more calm, candor, and kind you become, you can sort of just brush things off that bother you. And also, you have a sharper mind, I think, too, when you're fasted. I feel like my cognitive capabilities and sort of mind-body connection has become much more prevalent in my life, where I find that having a clean gut is critical. And there's something about the carnivore diet and fasting that allows you to have this sort of perfect gut health. I mean, it seems like meat is medicine. Like, there's these misconceptions where, oh, you're not gonna, you know, move your bowels in the morning or whatever. It's like, you do, like clockwork, every day at the same time. And the funny thing is, I recognize, is I no flatulence, no gas, no bloating, nothing. It's like, you don't feel like you're overstuffed or overfat or whatever. You just feel satiated and you just feel good. It's you know, after eating a meal, it's like, once the sun sets, it's like, just eat as much as you can. Like, just eat as much as you can until you can't anymore. Yeah, then just take a hot bath, go to sleep. In the mornings, I've been taking cold showers. I think going forward this year, another resolution hack. Let's just take extremely cold showers. I don't know, I mean, it's not like necessary, but I think it's a great way to wake up in the morning. And I've been doing these extremely cold showers followed by an insanely hot bath. And it just sort of gets your blood rushing, whatever, in the morning, and a good way to start the day, especially me waking up around like 4 a.m. each day. It's like kind of weird, but I love it because I've been spending the mornings blogging, writing, thinking, exercising, preparing for the day, and just, it seems as though, yeah, I mean, waking up early is the way, because I can do so much more creative work, and, you know, I feel like I can get a lot of stuff done before the day even begins, right? And it's pretty pretty nice to have that time in the morning to do things like your creative pursuits. Also, with the iPad, iPhone, using voice dictation is really amazing. I think that, you know, typing with your little fingers is kind of a drag. Even with the keyboard and mouse, I think it's bad for us. It's like, I don't know. Anytime I've ever used a keyboard and mouse for an extended period of time, I feel like I have carpal tunnel syndrome. And I think the use of voice dictation is interesting, because when you consider things from ChatGPT and writing with it, you can clearly tell, I think. I mean, you can't tell. That's what's weird, is you can't tell if it was written by a human or not. And so when you're voice dictating things, you're gonna have grammatical errors, you're gonna have some misspelling, things that are incorrect, whatever. And maybe that's interesting, right? So when you're blogging and writing, I say just use voice dictation, and then it, when you read it back, it actually sounds like you in a way. And also, when you're quoting things from ChatGPT, yeah, just add the block quote feature in WordPress. So yeah, delete your Instagram, start a WordPress blog, wordpress.org, bluehost.com to host your domain. And yeah, just use your first name, last name. We don't want to be anonymous. No Anne, or no Spring Garden Street, streetphotographylover.com. No, just make it your name. I use the Astra theme, and just treat it like a stream of consciousness thing, where you just kind of just blog out anything that comes to your mind, and then, you know, I guess later on you can perfect things if you really want to. I mean, it's like, yeah, just publish things, you know, your photos, videos, thoughts, etc. I think it's a great way to sort of meditate, journal, think like Marcus Aurelius meditations, sort of just stream of consciousness writing style. I think it's an interesting way to write. The art museum here in Philadelphia, incredible, incredible, incredible. I actually believe this was supposed to be the capital of the United States of America when it was constructed, until it was moved to Washington, D.C. Something like that, I think. Look at this beautiful land. I mean, it's just such beauty in the city of Philadelphia, such rich history. There's just so much to do here. I feel like I could explore here endlessly, really. I mean, it's got everything. Yeah, it's like there's no excuse not to make new photos. This is the year of just doing it. You know, no amount of studying the history of photography, no amount of watching YouTube videos, no amount of learning online, all this kind of nonsense, mastering your gear, whatever. It's like you got to just go out there and do it. There's really no excuse. It's like just take pictures on your transport to work, take pictures on the train, take pictures in your backyard, like in your house. I think more street photographers should embrace the selfie. I think it's interesting because we're always making photos of strangers. You know, why not just sort of turn the camera on yourself and yeah, make self-portraits. It's like there's always a subject, there's always something to photograph. You can just use yourself, right? That's why the Ricoh is awesome, because it's so small and compact, you can just take it with you anywhere. But really, any camera matters, right? The notion about gear, you know, gear doesn't matter, whatever. I mean, I believe in it. It doesn't matter what camera you use these days. You can just, you know, it doesn't matter how you get the photo either. Like, did you do a 360 no scope and then take the photo? Was it shot a digital film? It's like, these things don't matter. It's like, yeah, don't worry about if it's blurry or if it's sharp or whatever. It's like, did you press the shutter more today or less? Did you actually do the thing or did you not? This is the year of just doing it. Absolutely love coming up here to start the day behind the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Great view, gazebo. And yeah, I just kind of start my day off with an elevated view because it just feels right, it feels good, I feel empowered, and I think everyone should find a space to do this. If you have one in your hometown, yeah, I highly suggest it. You know, find a hill, find anything where you can kind of just look out and start the day off this way. It seems to be just a great way to start the new year. Yes. My Ricoh away. Make your own Rocky movie. Just treat your life like your Achilles. Oh man, I was getting perfect shots. This guy's running down there, all black, perfect contrast with the background. Yeah, so yeah, just going to the new year headstrong. And don't take yourself so serious.